stores that you might remember downtown Tulsa?
Oh, all the stores. Miss Jackson's was down there. Vandiver's was down there. Renberg's was there. Dorothy's was there. Seidenbach's was there. Brown Duncan's was there. Boswell's was there. Conley's was there.
Mm-hmm. I worked there.
So did you work at Conley's? Wonderful store.
And Brenner's.
And Brenner's. He's still there. Not on the corner, but he's still in the same mm-hmm. building. All the good shops were there. And a lot of beauty shops and a lot of men's shops.
Boston Avenue was particularly busy then, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was. Yes,
that was really the busy yes. street
yes.
downtown.
I would say Waite Phillips had a lot to do with making Boston a very...
Tell us why.
Well, owning property there and building two large, beautiful buildings, the Phil Tower and the Philcade.
I heard a story once that he felt competition from Main Street and built the Philcade. And of course, that interior shopping area in the Philcade where Margo's and those
Margo's.
Stores used to be is so spectacular, even today, even though there are no stores there anymore.
We're talking the 20s, the 30s now, I guess, is where
yes.
we are. What about the theaters that you might have gone to in Tulsa?
Well, the Ritz and the Orpheum and the Rialto and the Majestic. Those were our main theaters. They were very lovely, too. I know that they had vaudeville at the Orpheum. And they had Norman, somebody at the Ritz that would play the organ before the movie started. And sometimes play songs with Follow the Jumping Dot or whatever, you know, and you'd become involved in it. We would sometimes of a Saturday go down and have lunch at Brown Duncan's and then go to the movie, maybe two.
Remember the names of some movies at that time?
The Vodafone. I think it was Vilma Bankey. There was a Vodafone, and the acoustics were dreadful.
Vodafone?
Vodafone, V-O-D-O-P-H-O-N-E.
And that was?
Like a voice box. That's about the best way I can think of it.
That's the way they projected the sound.
It's a little bit the way I felt about the first time I saw television. And I looked at television, and there are these black and white dots, and I just sat in front of it, you know. I'm looking at television. For the moment, it was fascinating. It was a new medium.
Any movie stars back then that might have been big?
Vilma Bankey, Doug Fairbanks, Greta Garbo, Clark Gable, and later on Cary Grant. So I'm bringing it forward on that. Pola Negra and Gloria Swanson.
How about music?
What kind of
what
music?
What kind of music, like on the radio, stars that were singing?
Rudy Vallee. On a Thursday night, I'd go and sit beside the radio and listen to Rudy Vallee sing. My time is your time, your time. It's impossible to think that this was serious, but it was very serious.
Your brother had a good voice. Did you have a singing voice?
He said, don't even bother in the shower. My mother had said, you're going to take piano lessons, which I did, and I wanted to stop. She said, when you learn Rachmaninoff C-sharp prelude, you'll stop, and not until then. And I knew that Rachmaninoff was in heaven saying, please, Mrs. Mayo, don't make her stay that long. But I was a good dancer, and I still love to dance. Peter won't take me dancing.
There's nowhere to go dancing.
There's nowhere to go dancing. No one dances that way.